This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consultant Geraldine Boswell, last name B for boy, O, S for Sam, W, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. First name Geraldine, G, E for Europe, R, A for Apple, L for Larry, D for David, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe. Date May 16, 2023, period new paragraph. She is a 73-year-old female patient who for last 6 months has been noticing left inframammary mild aching pain, which would last generally 1 minute or less, and it can happen any time period. The symptoms started 6 months ago, but they have increased in last 3 months period. She experiences the above symptom either at rest or activity, and she experiences every day without any radiation or accompanying features period. The symptom is mild, so if it happens, she does not stop her activity. She continues to work, and ultimately symptom would subside period. New paragraph. She also gives history of dizziness with left inframammary pain or sometime without left inframammary pain, period. On questioning, she describes that dizziness is more like a balance problem, period. There is no visual disturbance, and sometimes it feels like walking in the cloud, period. History of palpitation generally happens when she is trying to lay down, L for Larry, A for Apple, Y, before going to bed. Also, sometimes she described the feeling of skip beat feeling, skip, S-K-I-P, beat, B-E-A-T, feeling, period. She had a history of syncope in 2014 and 2016 due to severe right-sided abdominal pain and vomiting period. She has also noticed minimal edema of feet at times period. No upper respiratory tract infection, and she would get tired and short of breath on walking about one block period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G period, G for G capital period, I for India capital period, problem period. New paragraph. Past history of hypertension for 5 years and she's on medication period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 5 years and she's on medication period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, or kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. The family history. Father died at the age of 59 due to myocardial infarction, period. Mother died in her 70s due to myocardial infarction, period. New paragraph. Allergy, she is allergic to morphine, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing period, no JVP, edema, cough, tenderness. Oman sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except both pedal pulses, which are 2x4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity is 160 over 84 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. Patient says generally her blood pressure at home is 130 to 140 over 80 or less than 80 millimeters of mercury, period. New paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam. PMI cannot be localized, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period, in the left lower sternal area. There is a ejection systolic click, but no significant heart murmur noted, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system, grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG shows normal sinus rhythm, period. Non-specific T-wave changes, and there is non-specific Q in lead 3, period. New paragraph analysis. Patient left inframammary chest pain is somewhat atypical, period. C as a risk factor of hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, plus the family history, period. New paragraph. The patient was advised coronary calcium score, period. In view of a shortness of breath, the possibility of cardiomyopathy, plan is to request the echocardiogram, period. Patient pros and cons were explained in detail, which she understood well, and then she agreed to a coronary calcium score, period. For requests for the echocardiogram will be made, period. Also, please note that during abdominal exam in the epigastric area, abdominal aorta pulsations were palpable. So plan is to contact the primary care physician and advise them to consider doing ultrasound of the abdominal aorta, period. The new paragraph. The pros and cons of above workup were explained to the patient in detail, period. She was told that since her blood pressure is adequate at home, plan is ask you to maintain a record of her blood pressure and bring her blood pressure at home at the time of next visit, period. The patient understood various suggestions well, and she had no further questions, period. The new paragraph. The face-to-face more than 70 minutes were spent in clinical evaluation, comma, discussion of symptom and the workup, and plus the pros and cons of various workup, including possibility of white coat hypertension. So no change in her medications were made, period. Patient understood the above suggestion well, and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. Initial impression number one, left inframammary chest pain, which appears to be atypical, period. Next line, number two, symptom of dizziness, likely not cardiac and likely not due to low blood pressure. Next line. Number three, moderate hypertension not controlled. Next line, number four, hypercholesterolemia. Next line, number five, dizziness, period. History of syncope in 2014 and 2016. In relation to severe abdominal pain and vomiting, period. Next line, number seven, stable rheumatoid arthritis, period. Next line, number eight, PVC period, the consult over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.